Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And today is my favorite subject, an abundant life. So we're going to read this devotional and then we're going to discuss it today. So we're going to start off with a scripture in John 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Though reconciliation and obedience to scriptural patterns, we are uncovering the face of Yahweh. This renewal happens with every reform thought, and it brings about the abundant life. And so we ask ourselves, what is this? Have life more abundantly, Yeshua spoke of. A rich young ruler asked and was told to sell it all if he wanted to perfect his life. Matthew 19, verse 21. The perfected life is the life given as a living sacrifice, Romans 12, verse 1. It is the hatred of one's own life, Luke 14, 26. This is what it means to sell it all and what is gained by doing so. If you will be perfected, fully grown, mature, and complete in character, you will perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1, verse 4. Does this appeal to you? Or will you walk away from this high calling, sorrowful because you have great possessions in this world? Matthew 19, verse 22. Certainly riches are not forbidden, although idols are, yet his kingdom is not of this world. John 18, 36. And you are not of this world, for whoever loves this world is not of his kingdom. John 15, verse 19. We are, however, comparable of enjoying the fruits of our efforts in this world. How so? If you can experience the abundant life promised you, when you realize and accept how it manifested in Yahweh's life, it took place first in his mind, his thought world, who for the joy that has set before him endured the stake. Hebrews 12, verse 2. No matter what his physical circumstance was, he served with joy because he lived in the finished work. He experienced himself sitting on the right hand of his Father at the throne of grace, even while suffering in this world. Also, Hebrews 12, 2. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Job 13, 15. This is the key to the abundant life. It's time to stop pretending it could be any other way. Obedience to this pattern is what released the conscience of the Father into Yeshua. He received Yahweh's mind and was one with his Father. When you look at Yeshua, you see only the Father. John 10, verse 30 and 14, verse 7. We are also called to be one, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, that they also may be one in us. John 17, 21. Let us extract the marrow out of this. For it is the key to life, and it is precisely what the entirety of this devotional journal has been training you for. The mind of Yahweh within you overcomes your self-desires, which transforms your mental existence and defines your destiny. You, like Messiah, walk as a man, but now with a holy mind. In this state, nothing in the physical world could affect your heavenly citizenship. If you have Yahweh's mind in you, could it ever be fearful, guilty, arrogant, or lacking joy? Life in your mind, loved one. And the mind lives forever. Let's now clarify the above verse. The thief, parentheses, ego-based thoughts of man's self, comes, parentheses, derives thoughts, only to steal, to take Yahweh's goodness and call it your own, to kill, destroy the holy thinking, to destroy, self-destruct all things pure. Yeshua equals Yahweh saves. Yahweh saves your mind, have come, entered your consciousness, that they, transformed minds, might have life, the mind of Yahweh, and that they might have it more, increase spiritual thoughts abundantly, overflowing with his grace. The abundant life is found in the mind of Yahweh. For who has known the mind of Yahweh that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. Yeshua has Yahweh's mind, and we have Yeshua's mind. Therefore, we have abundant life. Hallelujah. This is one of my favorite devotionals, because we understand the whole climax of everything we're talking about here in this series. Suffer well. Suffer well. And I want to focus on one scripture we read here today about Job, in Job 13, 15, when it says, in Job 13, 15, as we read, we go back to that 13, 15, it says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Now, I'll be honest with you. This is a scripture for quite a while I didn't understand. I didn't get, but now I get it. Suffer well. Those are two words to describe this scripture, Job 13, 15. Suffer well. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Meaning, no matter what trials I'm going through in life, no matter how bad it seems, I know he's working in my life. I know he's working for the good in my life, and I'm going to trust in him. No matter how everything seems to me, I know he wants the best for me. And I know he's testing me. He's refining me. He's disciplining me for my own good. And I know this life here is temporarily, this body is temporarily, but I have a higher calling and a higher place. Yeshua suffered well for us, and he wants us to be imitators of him, to suffer well, to suffer well. Let's take a closer look at Job 13, 15, and see what it says here in some of the commentary that I read online. And then we're going to read Job 13 completely and understand what it is to suffer well and trust our Creator. We hear it says, though he slay me, but though Yahweh should yet be more and more increasingly towards my torments, so that I could bear them no longer, but should pierce myself to be at the point of death, without any hope of recovery, yet I will still trust in him. Or more exactly, accordingly to the Hebrew text, shall I not trust in him? Shall I despair? No, I will not. I know he is just, a faithful and merciful Elohim. And he knows that my heart is upright before him, that I am no hypocrite. But I will maintain my own ways. Though I trust in him, I will humbly talk about the matters with him. I will argue, prove, or demonstrate my ways. That is, I will make a free and full confession of my whole course of my life. And I will boldly, though submissively, assert my own integrity, which he also, I doubt not, will acknowledge. And what I have done amiss, I will freely confess and make supplication to my judge for the pardon of it before him, in his presence, or before his decision. I will desire no other judge but him. Hallelujah. Now let's understand what was happening here in this story of Job here. Job was being accused by his friends of the reason he was suffering was because of his sin and his unrighteousness. And his friends made a rightful case. Yahweh is just, and we are suffering because the Bible says there's blessings attached to obedience and, and curses attached to disobedience. But his friends were making a mistake, suggesting that Job's trials were coming from his disobedience. But Job knew, deep down inside his heart, and Job knew his actions, and Job knew that his suffering could not be from that, and he defended himself. But Job also trusted Yahweh, knowing that for whatever reason this was happening, I will prevail. I will trust in him regardless of what's happening. You see, Job didn't know at the time about the conversation between the devil and Yahweh about this testing period that was going through. But Job took his request to the highest court, to the highest judge in the land, to Yahweh directly. I want to read Job 13 and also look at the rendering of 13:15 in the New Living Testament. And then we're going to discuss the importance of trusting our Creator in our trials. Because many of us are going through trials now. But remember, and I want you to write this down today, Job 13:15, though he slay me, I will trust in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So first Job answers his friends and he says, look, I have seen all this with my own eyes and I heard it with my own ears. And now I understand. I know as much as you do. You are not better than I am. As for me, I would speak directly to the Almighty. I want to argue my case with Yahweh himself. As for you, you smear me with lies. As physicians, you are worthless quacks. If you could only be silent, that's the wisest thing you could do. Listen to my charge and pay attention to my arguments. So he's telling his friends here, you know, even though they had a right understanding that people suffer for their disobedience, Job was saying that's not what's going on here. And Job continues to his friends. Are you defending Yahweh with lies? Do you make your dishonest arguments for his sake? Will you slant your testimony in his favor? Will you argue Yahweh's case for him? What will happen when he finds out what you were doing wrong? Can you fool him as easily as you fool people? You see, his friends were quick to judge him. And even though we're called to judge one another, yes, we are called to judge one another. People don't get that right when they say we're not, but we are called to judge one another to discern. But it doesn't say judge quickly. And that's what often his friends were doing here, and people do too often. Verse 10 says, no, you will be in trouble with him if you secretly slant your testimony in his favor. Doesn't his majesty terrify you? Doesn't your fear of him overwhelm you? Your platitudes are vulnerable as ashes. Your defenses are frugal as a clay pot. Be silent now and leave me alone. Let me speak and I will face the consequences. Why should I put myself in mortal danger and take my life in my own hands? Yahweh might kill me, but I have no other hope. I am going to argue my case with him, but this is what will save me. I am not godless. If I were, I could not stand before him. You see the rendering here in verse 15 in the New Living Testament. Instead of saying, though he slay me, I will trust in him, it says, Yahweh might kill me, but I have no other hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though he will slay me, I will trust in him. I have no other hope but to trust in him. Then we go to verse 17. Listen closely to what I am about to say. Hear me out. I have prepared my case. I will be proved innocent. Who can argue with me over this? And if you prove me wrong, I will remain silent and die. And then Job does what we are called to do, to pray through everything. To pray through everything. Job showed his heart of trust. And how many of you today that are going through trials? And it doesn't look good. Are losing faith. You don't understand Yahweh's working in your life for the best of you. And you're losing faith. Remember what Job did. Job asked Yahweh how he sinned. Oh Yahweh, grant me these two things. And then I will be able to face you. Remove your heavy hand from me. And don't terrify me with your awesome presence. Now summon me and I will answer. Or let me speak to you, and I will reply. And you reply, Tell me, what have I done wrong? Show me my rebellion and my sin. Why do you turn away from me? Why do you treat me as your enemy? Why would you terrify a leaf blown by the wind? Would you chase a dry straw? You write bitter accusations against me and bring up all the sins of my youth. You put my feet in stocks. You examine my past. You face all my footprints. I waste away like rotten wood, like a moth-eaten coat. Job's life was completely falling apart in every single area. He lost his kids. He lost his money. He lost his health. It was completely being destroyed. How many people with terminal stage 4 cancer could say, trust in him? See, that's when Yahweh point of trusting in him. As I say all the time, it's easy to praise him when we're on the mountaintops, but when we're deep in that dark valley, where are we at that point? Where can we stand? We must always trust him no matter what. Isaiah 54:4 says, do not be afraid, you will not be put to shame. Do not fear, disgrace, you humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth. Remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. And 2 Timothy 1 verse 12 says, for this reason I also suffer these things. But I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed. And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until this that day. And Psalms 25:3, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Listen, I suffered from a deadly disease 2 times in my life. The first time, I did not have a relationship with my Creator. The second time, I did. And the difference was night and day. The difference was one word, faith. I had no faith and I didn't know what the outcome would be the first time. The second time, I knew what the outcome would be. I knew what I had to do. And I trusted in Him. And He healed me. He answered all my prayers. Spending time with Him during my trials, speaking to Him daily, made the biggest difference. The biggest difference. Hearing from Him, knowing what I must do, knowing how I have to do it, trusting in Him. This is what we must do more of, to pray to Him daily and to trust in Him. Through our trials, through our hard times, it says in Joshua 1:9, have I not condemned you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for Yahweh is with you wherever you go. He's always working with us. He's always doing things for us. We might not see that. We might not be with you wherever you go. The enemy wants to kill and destroy us, as we read. But it says in Luke 1:37, no word from Yahweh will ever fail. No word from Yahweh will ever fail. Remember what Job 42 verse 2 says. I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Genesis 28 verse 15. I am with you and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until you have done what you have promised. Or I will not leave you till what I've done what I promised you. I've been through trials in my life. I've been through times in my life, and I know many of you are going through these things. What job you should work? Where's your money in your bank account? Should you get a divorce or not? Are you going to heal from a sickness or not? What's tomorrow going to bring? Where are you going to live? And all these different trials that bring on daily things in our life. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Don't get in His way. Don't change His plan for you. Job 2:25 says, I will restore you the years of swarming the locusts have eaten, the hopper to destroy any other outer, my great army which I sent among you. And we talk about an abundant life, and it says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, and Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly so that all things, at all times, that you have all you need. you will abound in every good work. Ephesians 3 verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. We have this opportunity, just like Job, going through all these things. But Yahweh wants us to trust in him. The enemy wants us to get confused. The enemy wants us to not trust in him. The enemy wants us to doubt Yahweh. The enemy wants us to be confused and to doubt and not know what path to take. But remember, in one of the most famous scripts of all time, Proverbs 3, 5, and 7, it says, trust in Yahweh with some of your heart. No, all of your heart. All of your heart. Not to lean on your own understanding. To acknowledge him in every single way. Every single way. Not to be wise in your own eyes, but to fear him and turn away from evil. And since Psalm 62:8 says, trust him at all times. Pour out your hearts to him. That he's our refuge, and understanding that. And when we have troubles, remember in the scripture it says, he comforts us in all our troubles, that we can comfort others. You know, some people will say that Yahweh has abandoned us. Yahweh is not with us. No, he's always with us. He's always with us. We trust in him. Psalms 9 verse 10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Yahweh, have not forsaken those who seek you. And in Psalms 27, 13 and 14 says, I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh, be strong and take heart and wait for Yahweh. Yahweh is good to those whose hope is in him. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Hallelujah. Though he slay me, I will trust in him. So we need to stand up and remember this. You know, sometimes we don't know what he's doing in our lives. And just like Yeshua said in John 13, 7, we don't realize certain things now, but later we'll understand how he's always been working in our life, and all things work for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So we must understand. We must understand this. Seek first the kingdom of his righteousness, and you're going to be fine. Don't let anything, worry or fear, be part of your lives at all. Cast all your burdens upon Yahweh, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalms 55, 22. You're going to be just fine. It's going to work out. Stay calm, cool, and collective, as they say. You're going to be just fine. Yahweh wants us to remain fine. The enemy wants to get us all shaken up. Judges 6, 23 says, calm down. Don't be afraid. You're not going to die. You know, calm down. Don't be afraid. Yahweh will fight for you. Exodus 14, 14. Just stay calm. Just stay calm. Isaiah 7, 4. Be careful. Keep calm. Don't be afraid. Do not lose heart. He wants us to stay calm in every situation and not be shaken. And just trust in him and stay calm. Don't get shaken up. Psalms 121 verse 1 and 2 says, I look to the mountain. Does my help come from there? No. My help comes from Yahweh, who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. And remember the great words in Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come unto me, all you that labor, and all are heavy laden, and give me your rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Staying calm in all these situations is the key. Calm your anger and abandon wrath. Don't be angry. It only leads to evil. Psalms 37, 8. And Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in verse 15, chapter 15, verse 18 says, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but the slow to anger calms a dispute. Yahweh is always working in our lives. He's always there for us. He's our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, our strength. Whom will we trust? Trust in him. Trust in him. He's a strong tower. Proverbs 18:10, and the righteous run to him and they're safe. staying calm at those times, those hard times, and trusting in Him. James 1:12 says, a man who endures trials is blessed, because when he passes the test, he will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised to those who love Him. And John 16:33 says, have I told you this so that through me you have peace in the world? You'll have trouble, but be courageous. I've overcome the world. So to trust in Yahweh with all your heart, with all your faith, all understanding, trust in Him always, and you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. He's always working in your life. Remember that. Be patient in tribulation and be consistent in prayer. Romans 12:2. Be patient in tribulation and be consistent in prayer, not being anxious about anything, but in everything, prayer and supplication. These are the keys that He gives us in the Scriptures. This is the point that He gives us the Word, to be still and know that He is Yahweh. I say this over and over again, and I pray you're listening and you're getting it. To wait on Yahweh. He's our strong tower. Take heart and wait on Him. You know, we go through seasons in our life. He puts us through things, but He's working for us. He's working for us. It says in Philippians 2:13, Yahweh, who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. All right, so will you trust in Him today and put all your fears behind you? If you have any grudges against anyone, remember the key to forgiveness. No bitterness in your life. Remember the spiritual battle that's going on. Remember the enemy wants you to choose the negative side of things. You know, the Scriptures say, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should be joyful and glad in it. Are you experiencing joy right now? If you know our Creator, you should have complete joy in your life. That's it. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter what, no excuses. No excuses. No matter what. You know, Psalm 34:6 says, this poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Pray consistently, and you'll be completely fine and blessed. Trust in Him. Remember, Romans 12:12 again. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be consistent in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this Suffer Well devotional series today. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you this day and always. And may the joy of Yahweh be upon you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416, and thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Salt and light.